Next week, 12 pianists between the ages of 16 and 30 from 8 different countries will perform in Fayetteville. The dozen are the semifinalists for the 2011 Fulbright Concerto competition. The 6 men and 6 women were selected from 149 applicants. 6 will perform for an hour each on Thursday at Star Theater. The other 6 will follow on Friday, May 20th. The 3 finalists will each perform a concerto of their choice in front of the Artisphere Festival Orchestra on May 22nd inside Baumwalker Auditorium at Walton Arts Center. Yura Margulis is the Emily J. McAllister Professor of Piano at the University of Arkansas. He's also the director of the competition. An internationally recognized pianist, Yura is a veteran of competitions as a musician and as a judge. He says the Fulbright Concerto competition is open to young pianists from around the world.
We send out emails to a large group of professors internationally, teachers, you know, institutions. We had a poster made that was hung in, you know, all major conservatories in the world. I did advertisements in specialized magazines, Piano Magazine in England, MTNA Magazine in the United States. And one organization that is internationally known for being a hub for information about competitions, the so-called Alec Agridge Foundation in Belgium. They publish a book once a year where all the major competitions are in, and well, we were lucky enough to be included in that book, so every piano student in the world who looks at competitions looks at that book and will found us there.
This is a competition, but you have told these pianists that it also look at it as a point, as an opportunity to play in front of an
absolutely
audience.
With which I think is one of the great advantages why we which explains why we got so many applications is free repertoire. Many competitions have specific repertoire requirements. They require you to play sort of the same 4 styles you're required to play for an audition: Baroque, classic, romantic, modern, and an etude, you know. And many competitions require in the application, which is usually months before the actual event, to have a DVD, sort of a video recording, of the program of the first round, let's say, or of the competition, you know. That is very hard to pull off for some students. I mean, you know, to get a camera in the studio.
Financially and...
Yes, organizational. It's very difficult to put this together. Now, in our case, free repertoire and any recording. Anything that you ever did, assuming that most people will send in the best stuff from most recent, because there's a development. But we got DVDs and MP3s and just CDs and links to YouTube videos. I mean, there's one pianist who has a substantial amount of great live recordings at, you know, Lincoln Center and Carnegie Hall, and it's on YouTube. And I accepted that, of course.
All 12 will play, all 12 semifinalists, then 3 move on to the finals.
That's right.
Then they will play again?
They will play with the Artisphere Orchestra. All of this is in the Walton Arts Center. They will play with the orchestra one concerto of their choice.
Hmm.
So we'll have an evening of 3 concerti in front of hopefully a full, you know, Baumwalker Hall. And the audience is invited to participate in the selection process, meaning they will cast a vote, the audience vote. This is a special prize of $1,000 that is sort of awarded through the vote of the audience, and it will count towards the final count. It will count equal to the jury votes.
Okay, let me ask you about that, because say I'm in the audience.
Yeah.
I do not have a trained ear.
Yes, you do.
Well, okay, I do not.
I would say this to anyone who says, okay, I don't have a trained ear. Any person who walks up to me, you know, after a concert and says, you know, this was great, but I'm not a musician, I don't know anything about music, I say, no. Yes, you do. Of course you do. You know much more than you think. And if you ask about yourself, so you're in the audience and you hear 3 concerti, you will have an instinct, right? You will just like something better than something else. I must tell you that jury members ultimately do the exact same thing. Yes, we have more knowledge, we have training, and we understand sort of details. We know the score. But ultimately, it's an intuitive decision. It speaks or doesn't to you.
Now, I know you are a veteran of competitions.
I did a lot, yeah.
Yes. Have you juried? You have been in a jury?
Oh, many, yeah, absolutely. Many years now.
I'm just curious, do you open your eyes or close your eyes when someone's playing?
Open.
So you watch?
Of course.
Does that matter? I mean, what a person does?
It does. Because the way an artist interfaces with the object of the art, in our case, how a pianist connects to the instrument is significant towards the art. The great pianists have a relationship with the instrument which is unique and natural and efficient and elegant and beautiful. It's an art form in itself, the playing of the instrument. You know, I mean, I always think of a centaur, which the myth comes from people that rode horses so well that it seemed apparently that they are one with them. Now, a great pianist is somebody who is not playing at or on the instrument. They are one with the instrument. They're fish in water. Hmm. And you can hear that too, but the eye gives you information right away.
This begins May 19th, but yes. I have a feeling that it's not so simple as picking 12 semifinalists, telling them, come from wherever you are to Fayetteville, Arkansas, show up at Walton Arts Center stage and play. There's got to be other things that you do between...
You mean me, myself, or the organization of the competition?
Both. I mean, you've got to... There's preparations. They land at the airport and they have to sleep somewhere. How does this all work?
Well, we were very fortunate. We were looking for 12 host families and we found 12 host families. The 12 semifinalists will be individually hosted by a family from our region, from Fayetteville. And they will be responsible for their pickup, transportation, and of course, practicing. And so the limitation on host families was that they have to have a grand piano and, say, a car. Mm. Yeah. So all our host families, of course, have a grand piano at home, and each individual will be taken care of by the individual host family.
And the grand piano at the home is a requirement because...
Because they need to practice on a grand piano. I mean, if I was a pianist, I come to a competition and I'm hosted in a host family and I'm told, but we don't have a piano. I'd be like, why would you host me there? Of course. And, you know, this idea, I try to make the rules, the principles, let's say, of this competition, not from the perspective of an administrator, which, by the way, gives me much more work, I think, but from the perspective of the contestant. As you said, I did a lot of competitions myself and I remember which ones I liked and which ones were really a pain. So I made it all to be most convenient, to be most comfortable, because going on stage in a competition setting and playing for an hour, that's unbelievably difficult. It's incredibly hard. Alone on the stage is more or less the scariest thing. Mm. So I tried to make everything else as convenient and comfortable and pleasant to the contestant as possible. The ones that don't advance to the finals will get pretty much their airfare reimbursed, so they don't sort of risk anything, which very few competitions do. The hosting and the host families, some competitions do this, and Van Cliburn does that. Mm-hmm. And they host, they have 38 or 40 host families, you know. That is always a very nice thing. Personal, you know, connection. I think from last time, some families stayed in touch with their guests because they followed, you know, they felt sort of connected and they followed their continued career. And some of our contestants from 4 years ago have a remarkable continuing career, absolutely remarkable. One young man from Germany recorded, you know, a CD a year after the competition for EMI, and it was internationally published with great success. I'm very thrilled about that.
May 19th is a Thursday.
Yes, that is when the competition starts.
First six semifinalists?
First six semifinalists. And as far as I remember, and I think that's how it is, the times, we start at 10, 11, 12 to 1. We have a break, 2:30, 3:30, 4:30 to 5:30. On the 19th and the same on the 20th.
And then on the 22nd.
And then there will be one day where the students, I mean, where the contestants, they will be... relaxing and preparing the three, will be preparing for the finals on the 22nd and rehearsing, of course, with the orchestra on the 22nd will be the finals of the concerto competition.
Obviously, some of the patrons who will come will be very experienced with piano music, probably have played piano themselves. You're going to get some people, too, who are casual.
Absolutely.
Classical. And that's what I think you would want.
Absolutely.
A mix.
Absolutely. No, of course, of course. This, I think, would be interesting to anyone. I mean, don't we all appreciate high, high achievement? I mean, watching the best tennis player in the world play is a pleasure, even if you know nothing about tennis. It's just, if you see a master at work, it's always good. If I can bring this in, it's not a good analogy, but American Idol, I mean, we watch... The American population, let's say, watches all kinds of people doing all kinds of things, and much of it is probably not that great, but the good stuff is really good, and it's enjoyable for that. And you will have that here, including, by the way, the fact that you can vote for your favorite.
And also the fact that it's in Star Theater. I mean, you're going to be pretty close
to
these musicians.
Yes, you will see their fingers move, you know? Mm-hmm. You will see their eyes follow their music.
Yura Margulis is the Emily J. McAllister Professor of Piano at the University of Arkansas and director of the 2011 Fulbright Concerto Competition. The semifinalists will perform for free Thursday and Friday, May 19th and 20th, and the three finalists will perform with the Artisphere Festival Orchestra on May 22nd. For more information, FulbrightConcertoCompetition.org.